afford it. Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
To have your company this Wednesday afternoon. The sun is shining. We're already in the second week of 2018 or 2018, whatever is it like you'd like to call it. But if you're anything like me and you're feeling absolutely knackered after this whole silly season and the New Year celebrations, then it's time to take 25. Put your feet up, relax and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Kim, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Life still goes on. I can't get used to living without, living without, living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows, got to make it on my own. So baby, can't you see? Free. I want to break free.
play a great song. Oh, we want to break free. And you have done that.
I have broken free.
Wow, you've broken free of Auckland. You have moved.
We have
moved. You are
moved.
Down at the campground.
We are in Waihi Beach. It is incredible. What a place. What a place. The beach is just amazing. It really is beautiful. The people are so friendly. And yes, there's a lot to learn, but we're loving it. We're loving it. We are absolutely in our flow. Our kiddies are settling in nicely. So, yeah, it's early days. Come down to Auckland today. Had to drop Reef off at the airport. Up.
You're coming up now.
Oh, I don't know where I am anymore. Okay, I'm going up to Auckland. So we had to drop Reef off at the airport. She's going back to Wellington. And I thought I'd pop in and, yeah, come say hi to all our beautiful listeners and tell them what Waihi Beach is like.
Oh, we're jealous.
Oh, man, you should be.
I can imagine, though, I can imagine the campground's full.
Oh, yes. Yep. Very busy. Very busy. But lots of happy people. That's what's great, though, isn't it? You know, people go to a resort because they want to have fun, and they're in that fun mode. The trick is keeping them in that fun mode when things don't always go according to plan.
Yeah.
But we've got some amazing staff. Everybody is patient and understanding, and, you know, we want to get any issues that anybody possibly has sorted as quickly as possible, and we haven't had very many at all. So, you know, that's it. It's just finding our feet and getting into a routine that works for us. And, yeah, we've got our little dogs and cat with us, and they're also getting settled in. So,
oh, of course, that'll be quite new for them, won't it?
Oh, very much, very much. So we've got to take them for a walk on the beach, which I do anyway every day. And the people around the park love them because they're really, like,
yeah, they're quite cute, aren't
very
they?
Very cute little teddy bears and very friendly. So, yes, that's beautiful, settling in beautifully. Yes, very, very busy. We were sort of dumped into it middle of the silly season.
Yeah.
But I guess that's how you learn and grow, you know, so that we know what to expect as we keep going.
Yeah. So you've only been there. So isn't it funny listening to her, because she's all so excited because you've only been there a few days.
I know.
So we're through this honeymoon period. It's going to be interesting when we get you back in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I'm hopeful that
It'll
be the same story. We've got a great support team, you know, and the owners are wonderful. You know, they're really supportive, and any questions, more than happy to answer. So, and our staff too, you know, they understand that we're pretty new to this. A lot of them have been there for a while. And, oh, yeah, it's, you know, that's what life's about though, isn't it?
Oh,
it's about learning. It's about challenging yourself. It's about doing things that fill you up. And this really is something that fills us up. So.
That's fantastic. Mm. Did you know, I was just thinking, do you do a lot of camping when you were back in South Africa?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
So it's something that you've kind of picked up
here. Funny, Kian was probably 6 months old. She wasn't even sitting yet. And a friend of mine at the time said, oh, we're going camping for the weekend. John was working shift work. Why don't you bring the kids? And absolutely loved it. And didn't have anything, you know, didn't have any chairs or tents or anything like that, you know, to sleep in. And then when they went again, they suggested, oh, John should come. And that was it. The bug was hit. And John's always been very outdoorsy. So he's always loved the outdoors, making camps and going into the bush and, you know, and being a marine, it's just in his flow. So he's absolutely loving living on Waihi Beach, just loving it. He's absolutely in a flow. And it's a different kind of pace. It's a different kind of busy.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. It's probably actually quite a nice busy.
It is. It's a bit more soothing than the frantic pace that Auckland can sometimes bring, you know, particularly when it comes to traffic. You know, it's like, oh my goodness, we have a traffic jam now. It's two cars.
Okay. Hey, listen, though, I'm still enjoying Auckland at the moment because most people are still out of Auckland, which is good. And it's great to be in Auckland when everybody's out of there. Hey, now, listen, now, your boy.
Yes.
So you didn't manage. Nobody wanted him under their Christmas tree. So when we think about, we were talking about that just before Christmas. So he's all settled in?
He is.
You found him a place and everything?
Yep. He's got a place. He's settled. He's happy. And he's quite pleased that it's only a two-hour drive there.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
And it's a smooth-flowing drive. You know, it's not much stop-start. So, he's settling in beautifully. And that's the beauty of today's technology, isn't it? That you can just hop onto a phone and do a FaceTime or do a Skype chat, and you can see each other as if they are in the room, you know? So it's not so bad. And actually, we're actually chatting to him more now than we were when he was at home. Yeah. So it is. Everything's working.
Actually, funny, when you were just saying about, you know, the great world we're living in of technology today, it's probably good for him too, because I can imagine it's like, Mum, can you just pop some money into my bank account? Years ago, he would have had to come down and actually physically
give
him
the cash.
But now it's like, hey, Mum.
Yeah, can you school me some 50 bucks? No. Yeah. No. He's got to learn that. He has to learn how to budget.
Well, that's right.
The sooner the better.
And they're kind of throwing in on that now that he has to. Is he eating?
I hope so. It's still early days. He hasn't got skinnier, so.
Oh, there you go.
But then he's got so many friends that he ends up hanging with them too, and then they tend to live off blooming takeaways and rubbish.
Oh, we probably all did when we think about it, you know.
You know, what you're doing to your body is like, kill him, stop doing that to your body. Anyway, but I think he's going to realise very shortly that he cannot keep living on takeaways. He's going to actually have to go and do a grocery shop and make himself some sandwiches for lunch, because he has got more expenses. It's learning for all of us.
Yeah, that's right. Now, actually, talking about just going shopping, you've got a little shop at Waihee at the campground, or is there not a shop there?
No.
I can't remember.
No. Oh, so what you do with your groceries is you order online with Countdown, and then they deliver to like a little kiosk, and then you go and collect it from the kiosk.
Oh, my God, what a great idea.
It's fantastic because, oh, my goodness, me and grocery shop, same. I'm a speedy shopper, in, out. I don't like mucking about. And this is just brilliant because you just click, 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 click. And it actually stops you from buying stuff that, you know, like when you go to the supermarket, very often you're like, oh, I'll just take one of those. And that'll be handy. Yeah,
especially when you're on holiday as well.
Even worse.
You tend to get a whole lot of stuff. Oh, that's great, because if you don't fancy popping down to the supermarket,
yes,
there it is. It's just delivered.
Yep. Exactly.
Perfect.
So, it works out really well.
Yeah. Mm. And then you don't have to worry about the shop on, you know, because I know some of the campgrounds do have little shops, you know, on them, and it just means that's another thing you don't have to worry about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, no, it's all working well.
Yeah. Mind you, it's not far into Waihee anyway.
No.
Or if you wanted to go a bit further.
Yeah, Katikati's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Waihee's literally 10 minutes. And if we really wanted to go to the Big Smoke, well, we call it the Big Smoke. We've got Tauranga. If we really want to, you know, go and be part of a bit of a bigger city, then and Auckland's just 2 hours away. So we really, settling in really well.
Yeah.
So
the girls, you told me, they've selected their college, so they'll be looking forward to starting a whole new,
a new chapter.
A new school and a new chapter and meeting
new friends.
Hard at that time, isn't it, as a teenager, meeting new friends. But as you say, you're not too far away from Auckland anyway.
No, exactly. And with technology, you know, they've been nurturing to their friends all the time anyway. So they have a big group chat and everybody's chatting away to each other and FaceTiming each other and whatever they do. So, and I think it's good that they can meet some other people. That, you know, farming community things that interest kids, then it's not got anything to do with them all.
Yeah.
Which is
absolutely
a big change for both of them. So,
and I suppose their biggest problem at the moment, well, within the next couple of weeks, I'm sure they're not even thinking about it now, even though they've selected the college that they're going to. But the next thing will be in a couple of weeks' time to think about those subjects that they're going to take.
Well, they've
options.
Had to do that.
They had to do that already. It's all done.
That's all done. So it's just, you know, prepping for school and waiting for the day to come.
And they were happy with the uniform?
It's like anything, isn't it? It's a uniform.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. So that was their main criteria. What does the uniform look like? I'm like, hello, it's called, you know, the subjects and, you know, what extracurricular curriculum do they have? But no, it was about the uniform.
How bad am I going to look in that uniform? Yeah. Oh, isn't that great? Hey, just on that thought, let's have a wee bit of music and we'll be back with you shortly.
I've been cheated, been mistreated.
listening to Two Sugars, Conversations Over Coffee on 104.6 Planet FM.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know if all that's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's all been spent. I guess that's so. We don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you to hold my hand. I got you to walk with me. I got you to talk with me. I got you to kiss goodnight. I got you to hold the side. I got you, I won't let go. I got you to love me so. I got
got you, babe. Yeah, certainly have.
And you've got everybody's back.
I've got everybody's back. Oh, not absolutely. Just that I got you, babe.
Yeah, everybody.
So they know if they come and speak to somebody with the wahi shirt on that we've got their back. Yeah.
Hey, tell me about, so you've got a little uniform as well then. So as well as your girls having to, you know, pick their preferred uniform. So what is that wahi
Oh, it's blue with, I think it's green striping. So no, it's quite nice, actually.
Yeah.
It's quite smart.
Actually, that's a nice way for campers and, well, anybody at the resort to be able to recognise, to be able to ask help from somebody.
Yeah,
it just makes it a little bit smarter, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And we've all got name badges.
Yeah.
So that they can say, oh, hi, Kim, I've got an issue. Can you come and help?
Oh, that's a great idea. Do you know, that's a real bugbear of mine, actually, not being able to ask, you know. And I remember once I did a survey about one of the shops that we go to for all of our stock feed, and they rung up one night, and I thought, yeah, I'm going to do the surveys because they're absolutely great. But they get to know you because everything goes on account, so they have your name and everything in front of you, but you never know who they are. So you get to know them as a person, but you never get to know their name.
Oh, okay.
So I thought, right, my opportunity. And they said, is there anything they could improve?
Give us a name badge.
Yeah, I'd love them to have a name badge. Yeah.
Have they changed that?
They have.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Listening to their clients. That's what it's about, listening to their clients.
And it is nice because sometimes when you are frazzled at a, you know, at the camping ground, you just want to be able to talk to somebody and it's nice to know that, you know, who that person is. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we're doing it right.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
And so the shorts are on. You're looking pretty brown.
Yes, I tell you. You're out in in the sunshine a lot more. You know, we walk around and chat to people all the time, which is wonderful. And then, of course, you know, we just cross the road from the beach, so our breaks,
yeah,
we go for a beach walk more than once a day now, which is fabulous.
And so you've got a big floppy sun hat?
A massive big floppy sun hat and tons of sunblock. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
We kind of need it, don't we? And especially down there, there's not a huge...
Yeah.
Once you're out on the beach.
Yes. Yeah, particularly with my history, I don't want to go down that road again.
Yeah, But I must say you are looking pretty healthy.
Thank you.
And, wow, a lot happier than it was, all that stress before Christmas.
Good grief. I tell you, it feels like a million moons ago. It really does. But we've done it. We've made it. And it's now just enjoying the ride, really.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a few weeks off.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And I'm just going to I'm just going to let you settle in to the work, the new life that you're having. But I think, you know, in 3 or 4 weeks we'll have you back and
definitely,
you can tell us all about it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you'll have a real good idea then of what it's going
to be. Not just
forward.
4 or 5 days.
Yeah, that honeymoon period will be over. So, well, I will let you get back to the sunshine
and
the great Waihee Beach.
Awesome.
And for our listeners out there, do check it out. And if they do have a spare campsite, why not go down for the weekend and say hi to Kim and John?
Absolutely.
Well, that's it. We'll see you the same time, same place next week.